ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mr. Sandman. Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
It's time to greet the end of the week. It's Friday. The week's been rough. It's really been tough. You're glad that Friday's here. Can't do without this day. Let's shout it's Friday. Watching the clock on the weekend. Not sure glad that Friday's here. Monday's finished, Tuesday's over, Wednesday, Thursday done. Ready for a break, well there's no more wait, it's Friday. Started off right and party tonight, you're glad that Friday's here. You're glad it's Friday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
My final hour starts next.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. He's the world's richest man. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos accusing the National Enquirer of trying to blackmail him.
Bezos claims David Pecker, the CEO of American Media, which owns the Enquirer, is threatening to publish intimate photos of Bezos and his mistress, Lauren Sanchez, unless Bezos stops investigating the Enquirer.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, in addition to calling off his investigation, Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, claims Pecker wanted him to deny the Enquirer had a political motive in publishing its story. Chief Justice John Roberts joins four liberal justices in putting a Louisiana abortion law on hold.
The Supreme Court justices voted 5-4 to block the Louisiana law that would require abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The vote puts the law on hold pending a full review.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers on the president's schedule, his annual physical. This is Fox News.
I'm proud to announce that once again, it's Friday.
Wahoo!
Did you notice any cooler temperatures this morning, Greg Budell?
It's frigid in Emily's bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And Jay Scott, did you enjoy the breakfast Greg made this morning?
Just had a religious experience in my mouth.
And Emily Hayes, how are you?
You guys never pay attention to me at all.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
Ooh, Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You look a little goofy this morning. You sound a little goofy, too. And Rich Thomas, do you have anything this morning to entertain us?
You said Uranus.
No, I did not. Well, let's get on with the show. The weekend's getting closer every minute. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Are you serious?
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Well, I thought it was funny.
Hysterical!
At 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, criminal lady, Jay Scott. Emily Hayes, she has a segment coming up this hour.
Wow.
Giving away some pine prizes. But right now, we need the forecast from the Rich Thomas.
And we have eyewitness weather here. I'm looking at, you see this?
Eyewitness weather.
That is live from Pike Road, from Barron, from the Barron, the man they call the Barron. So we have a light shower now in Pike Road. This eyewitness weather report at 8:06. Look for a very chilly day today as far as the difference between low 80s yesterday and the 50s today. Breezy, colder, temperatures in the 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 will make it seem colder than it really is. A couple of sprinkles or light showers out there this morning, but that'll be a very brief event. Colder tonight, and the winds will die down. Overnight low 36 by dawn. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, cool day, high 57, down to 40 tomorrow night. In the upper 50s on Sunday, maybe an isolated shower perhaps. Otherwise, low 70s Monday with scattered showers, showers and thunderstorms, and mid-70s on Tuesday as an important frontal system moves closer to the state. Right now, this morning, apparently rain in Pike Road because we got eyewitness weather out there.
The PR.
The man they call the Baron.
That's right.
Yes,
that's,
you've heard of him.
Right.
We expected him to be an older man. He's, well, handsome.
He wants that first class designation you got.
Well,
he's
got
to earn it.
Earned it and waited for it.
I know. Right now, this morning, with rain in some areas now, and you got to get the current conditions because I was getting that Baron report here. So we have 52 degrees. We've gone down another degree. We've gone down from 65 all the way to 52 this morning. We are now at northwest winds at, 12 knots would be 15 miles an hour. Gusting to 24 miles per hour here at 808.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Boy, oh boy, it's a known fact. Whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why it's good to know that at Plumbing by Lou Choir, they can help you out. They help me out whenever. Now it's not even a question of who I'm going to call. I mean, I just pick up the phone and automatically call Plumbing by Lou Choir when I have a problem. And let's face it, you may not have a plumbing problem today, but we all have plumbing problems from time to time. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So, you know, stash the phone number away. I'll give it to you now, 264-9666, because you never know when there's going to be a plumbing situation in an off hour, you know, and they never charge you overtime. So again, Plumbing by Lou Choir, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666. I would recommend the whole house plumbing inspection where they check out your plumbing inside and out, up and down. They gave me a good report, and that's good peace of mind, because you never know when there's a big problem lurking that could become a major problem when you're not home, like, for instance. So you can also find them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, and the Alabama certification number is 84417.
It's 809.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
We're moving into the 8 o'clock hour of our traffic jams this morning, and Montgomery Skywatch Traffic wants to remind you to be careful in school zones. We have another accident in a school zone. This one is in front of Wilson Elementary over on Ray Thorington Road, so be careful in that area. We also have an accident this morning at the Clay Street exit and I-65. That's going to slow you down going into downtown Montgomery, but you're used to that. Be careful as you head into downtown. The boulevard has stop-and-go traffic all the way around. Don't worry, you're going to get through most of those intersections with one traffic light cycle, and most of the inbound traffic on the 31s is moving in without too much trouble. Don't forget to watch yourself in the school zones. Reinhard Toyota Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups, SUVs, and crossovers. Overstocked means they've got to go, and you're going to save big. Reinhard Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Later on, we have 5 first date ideas for Valentine's Day that won't be awkward. Nobody wants to go through that. And we have a conundrum.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
One? You found one?
How did you find? Did you find the one that you lost earlier this week?
He went to one of these knockoff conundrums.
Oh,
the knockoff conundrums.
My secrets?
You know. He's getting you back for the 1955 thing.
No.
Oh, yeah, 1955. What was that?
No.
That was the year that...
on this date, what happened?
Roll Tide.
Yeah, they came up with the expression "roll tide."
God, I'm so glad that I'm laughing so much the day my music dies.
Oh, stop it. Daisy. Look, you got a little schmutz there on your cheek.
Music down.
Other, yeah, there you go. You feel it?
Schmutz?
No, a little up. There you go. Yeah,
I'm over there. I'm probably just decomposing.
Shut up, you.
Ahead of time. What would you like of all the things I have up here for your own?
Where's that peanut brittle?
File cabinet.
Okay. And that also the spotted dick is in there as well.
Yes, but don't let news and views know that because they have a picnic up here every day and they don't need my food to help them out. Here's the question. 3,000 people end up in hospital ERs because they trip over this very everyday household item. What could that item be? Now, we may have done this one a lot.
Severed foot.
Yo. No, what is
Dick
this?
Dick Van Dyke.
What?
No, that's the Ottoman. The Ottoman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then eventually they reshot it and he...
Yes, and he did that little...
Where's the question?
The question is...
Oh, I know this one.
3,000 people end up in the hospital every year because they tripped or fell over this everyday household item.
Oh, I thought it was people in a hospital trip over this.
No, they that's why I said up in the hospital foot. Because yeah. they tripped
that's
over this everyday household item.
Bailey.
And you can win a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro if you have the correct answer at 272-9228. So while you're giving it some thought and calling...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and... Well, he got my coffee today, so sometimes friend Jay is back.
Oh, is this us? I thought this was your...
No, that's not till later.
Okay.
But this is us now.
Right.
Telling folks about the Seafood Bistro and the tasty treasures they can find, me matey.
Arrgh!
Arrgh!
Would you like a little seafood? There's plenty to have at the Seafood Bistro.
I can't even do a pirate voice, so I think I'm just going to let you do this one.
Their booty is filled... No, wait.
Make you walk a plank.
What is it? It's boot. You'll find booty at the Seafood Bistro. Things like red beans and rice. Cajunish gumbo.
Now do a Russian pirate.
A Russian pirate. Okay, hang on.
Whiskey.
Shrimp? No. Let's see.
Shrimp?
We Russian. Russian.
Russian.
Arg. Seafood Bistro. You want fish? Arg.
Like from old country.
Off the sheep. Yeah,
real
they've got
talk, though.
Fantastic
talk.
Food over there at the Seafood Bistro with their appetizers, salads. You're doing the diet kick. They can help you out there. I know you're thinking, oh, it's fried. No. They got the salads, and they've got the platters where you can get those grilled. A lot of this food that we talk about.
Grilled or blackened.
Yeah, a lot of the food that we talk about here for Seafood Bistro, you have the choice of grilled, blackened, fried as well if you want to do that, but there's options for you at the Seafood Bistro. Go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, to see the entire menu. You can order online right there. Don't forget the waiter app. Get it delivered right to your door at the office, at home, whatever you need. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. Arg.
All right, let's take some of the...
Nobody called.
Oh, you take idle on line one.
272-9228. You can win a $10 gift certificate.
First name
to
Billy.
The Seafood Bistro. Oh, you two yucking it up over
White
here.
White wedding.
This cart. This could be my last day with you.
Oh, so, yeah, my
just
God.
For that reason alone.
Let's use that.
Make an effort to participate. Come on. You want me to go out of here depressed?
I take back what you... I don't want your peanut brittle now. I want all of your sponsors.
Shut up.
I want all of your live endorsements.
But he still loves you, Dad.
When that happens, it'll be like a mound of fire ants around here.
Bequeath those to me.
God, I had fire ants all over me yesterday walking that dog.
Did you?
Oh, kidding?
No. Running into it. One, you know, do you ever,
what do you put on those bites to get them to die down?
Oh, God.
Lanolin?
Windex.
Windex?
Really?
I'm totally kidding.
He doesn't know. She's throwing
I'm
out.
I'm totally kidding. I said it convincingly to see how far I'd get.
Cleaning agent. I don't know.
But it's a topical thing. You don't ingest the cleaning agent.
They itch like crazy. Did you ever walk in, accidentally go into one of those mounds?
Yes, and they hit you so quick, man. They're just all over you before you even know it.
Was this at the dog park?
Yep. No, it was at the park, not the dog park.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, look at there.
Hey.
Almost forgot what that was.
Well, we're waiting for your calls at 272-9228. Again, the conundrum is 3,000 people end up in the hospital ER because they've tripped over this everyday household item. Now, let's get the ball rolling with Steve here. Steve, good morning.
Hey.
Well, I'm going from my own experience.
Okay.
It's an area rug.
Catching your toe
That'll
on it.
That'll do it.
Yep. That's
a great guess.
So now I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
But an excellent guess. And we have these area rugs that if you just click them at
Good
the
Lord.
End.
It's not me.
Not me.
What the?
It's from Jenny Lewis. I got to check this out. It's touch them just at the end, and they start rolling up, and they do become very dangerous. Uh-huh. So I totally get the area rug threat.
Right.
What was telling you not to give your spot to me?
This is this is great stuff she's getting.
Secrets don't make friends.
I'll reveal the secret a little bit later, because right now we're trying to get a conundrum going here. 3,000 people trip over this everyday household item and end up in the ER. What is this item? It's often on the floor. Right. Well, if you're going to trip over it, I guess it would have to
be. It'd be on, pretty much, yeah.
And they don't see it. They can also fall backwards over it. So those are some very generous hints.
Answer? Yes.
Oh, you do?
272-9228 while we get some local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are addressing a social media rumor about a white van being used to abduct children in our area. They tell us there are no reports of child abductions. They say the rumor appears to be a viral trend. A Montgomery firefighter was injured Thursday afternoon while battling a fire at the Narrow Lane Villas Apartments. When crews arrived, 4 townhomes were on fire. The firefighter has minor burns and was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. And the Jeff Davis Marching Band has been invited to perform in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, and they need help raising funds for the trip. Their goal is to raise $15,000. If you would like to donate, click on this story at our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I heard a very disturbing story yesterday about, and I'll talk about it this afternoon. Remind me on happy hour about the police coming to a home where the alarm was going off.
Mic's not on.
They were confronted by wiener dogs, and they can be very loud and boisterous. But
a little yappy, yeah.
They shouldn't be shot. And I trust the source for that story. It's another one of those things, man, that just doesn't get out there. I don't know why that happens. But in case you have not heard, the proper procedure for an incident like that, even a larger dog like a pit or a German Shepherd or something else, mm-hmm. is pepper spray first. And then if your life is in danger, you go to the extreme. Cliff.
Yeah, is it shoes?
Shoes, that's a great guess. Just not the one we need. Thank you. Let's go to Kathy Kay.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
I think you might have done this one before. Is it still okay to guess?
Of course.
Yeah.
Laundry basket?
Let's see. She says laundry basket. We did do it before. I started. Sometimes.
Yeah, you did it before.
I get that feeling in and. I'm going to handcuff you before the show from now on.
Yeah, he's only got so much time left. Don't do that.
You
ran over Bailey, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Kathy, hold on. You've won a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. Tommy, we got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for calling.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Back to the traffic dungeon at 821.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking your Friday morning ride into work. If you're on I-65 southbound, there is an accident at Clay Street and I-65 southbound, but it's not blocking anything. They're off the side of the road. Just use caution as you pass by there. I-85 has no hang-ups. It's a speed limit ride north or southbound. On the boulevard, we're busy, but nothing to worry about. There's a lot of traffic out there. You'll slow down at most of the traffic lights. We do see a big old jam up between the Atlanta Highway and I-85 on the boulevard. And we'll be wrapping up the school zone shortly, but be careful. Watch out for the kids and the buses in the school zones. Invisible Fence has a great selection of indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Make your dreams come true at Tyra Banks' new theme park, Model Land.
Let's go on Bulimia Mountain!
Because at Model Land, you throw up before the roller coaster.
Sorry, you must weigh this much to ride the runway.
Enjoy our food court, where breakfast is a Marlboro Light and a line of Coke.
Anyone who's a size 1 or above, please wait and stand by.
And like all models, everyone gets to ride the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that another roller coaster?
Nope.
Come to Tyra Banks' Model Land. It's the skinniest place on Earth.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
All right. Leading our stupid news list today, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'll let you fill in the rest. Actually, tomorrow is National Pizza Day.
Oh!
I wish. Gosh, I've been so good here
pizza.
Lately.
Oh, I love pizza.
You know what they have at Food Outlet?
Pizza?
They do. They have all different types of pizza, mm-hmm. but for under $4, they sell a frozen Uno's with a thick crust.
Yeah.
And set the oven for 350. I think you bake it for about 35 to 40 minutes. But it, you know, I used to eat at Uno's and Dewey's in Chicago, and it's a pretty darn good replica frozen deep dish pizza for less than $4.
So long, I've been so good.
Pizza's good.
Half of one of those will fill two people. So, just a recommendation. It's one of the most popular foods in the country. 98% of Americans like pizza.
Well, duh. Pizza's amazing for breakfast, for a snack, for lunch, for dinner.
Well, you work in radio where pizza's frequently left around the building. Right. I know how many days it can sit there and still be edible without making you sick
during
money's tight.
Severe weather, they used to buy us pizza, and then what? During on election night, remember election night at a radio station? It's pizza.
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 Love pizza.
1 in 3 people eat it at least weekly. That would include the Ritterbottle family because... Mm. Show has two food groups, chicken and pizza. So. But that's okay. We roll with it. 33 million Americans would pick pizza as their last meal on Earth. Now, I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
I'm not sure. I'd probably go with lobster and filet.
I got till 2 o'clock to figure
that
out.
Shut up! Shut it! Stop it!
26 million people say they would give up that. They would give up that.
What's that?
That.
Yeah.
For pizza? You know what they say about that in pizza?
For unlimited pizza. They would give up that for unlimited pizza.
Unlimited pizza?
Yeah. Regular is the most popular type. Thin is second. Deep dish, third.
God, now you got me wanting pizza.
In honor of National Pizza Day, IHOP, they're going to change their name.
Oh, no.
IHOP Pizza. No, IHOP will deliver special pancakes and pizza boxes this weekend in New York, LA, Chicago, and Dallas.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Weirdest thing to cause your kid to have a meltdown. We all had, I talked about my, when I was about four, I was going to run away from home.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to Russia.
To Russia.
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 Arr,
I was going to teach my parents. And then one day I was really upset. I was going to show my mom and dad by making myself ill by eating an ant off the ground in front of the house.
Yeah.
Lord. How old were you?
22.
That level. I didn't realize that level of dramatic flair has been around so long.
I love this one. Our daughter cried because she didn't go to our wedding, which was 7 years before she was born. I mentioned the kid and the apple juice and the cat. My daughter lost it because she wanted a twin sister.
Yeah?
Even though she already has a twin sister. My toddler got ticked off because the trees are taller than the house. My son lost it because I wouldn't let him get into the car parked next to ours. My toddler loves to be tickled, so I was tickling him one day. I've got a great disciplinary technique that works on kids when they're little called the exploding tickle bomb. And I can describe this because I used it on Goose when she was little, be riding around.
I bet she's not the only one you used it on.
What you do is you make your hand look like a hand grenade with the tip of your thumb sticking up.
Uh-huh.
Like a fuse.
Grenade. Oh, yeah.
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 And so you strike it against the side of your face like, and you hold it with knowing, and then as soon as it explodes, you just go all over and tickle every place you can.
See,
it works on adult women too.
I see, there it is.
What?
That's all I was saying. Case dismissed. I rest. The defense rest.
Isn't that what they say? The brain's the first thing to go. When your heart can't pump the blood.
I'm gonna reach over there and.
These Sandoz commercials.
Smack the headphones off of your skull if you don't stop it.
Gosh.
Yesterday's big internet debate, this speaks very highly of where the intellect of the country is going, was if a baguette could walk, how would it move? This is what people spent time on yesterday. If a baguette...
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Well, he carries his.
It sounds like something that... if you were a tree... Oh, which
you don't ever
you
see
be?
Those debates about how you put pants on dogs. Barbara would it be Wawa. This way or that way?
This is what they do. It's there's so many of those things that go on all the time.
Put them on one leg at a time, like everybody else.
And also, and who doesn't need this?
Do you
because
leave the two front paws open and just the back paws. Like, how do you put pants on a dog?
All right, listen to this. Do you ever finish off a bag or a can of Pringles and dump the crumbs straight into your mouth?
Yeah,
I've done that.
Well now they're
guess
be,
what?
Now they're selling bags of chips that are just like that.
No.
Nothing but a can of crumbs, one-hand chips that come pre-crushed, and they were supposed to be for people who just love crumbs, but now they're marketing them to millennials who want to use their phone while they eat. One-hand chips.
That's ridiculous. I mean, because that's kind of, I'm not saying it's the fun part, but that's kind of like the whole process of, you know, you eat the Pringles or whatever, and then, the last Pringle, and then you tip it upside down, and if you just tap the bottom of the Pringle can, it makes that doop.
I remember we had a Morning Maroon nominee a few weeks ago, a woman who was, I think, riding her lawnmower and drinking wine
out of a Pringles can.
Yeah.
Pringles has now come up with a wine glass
because
of that story. To me, that's like applauding somebody who was doing something technically rather illegal.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yep. You're right.
We will hit the traffic dungeon here in just a moment and get Rich's final forecast for the morning.
Ever.
And your life.
God, y'all, don't make it worse.
No, Jay's right.
What's going to... Never mind.
Stop it. Everybody stop.
Hey, you think...
Let me listen to my...
Bailey's chicken future is looking really glum.
They're going to give my ticker a listen.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I have breaking cinema news.
Hang on.
Albert Finney has passed away.
Albert Finney, yeah. I remember him, yeah.
Albert Finney, was he? He was the one in Big Fish, was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes me sad.
82 years old.
He was a good actor. I saw him. It's so weird on Turner. You'll see, you know, because that's what they show are classics, and you'll see people who came into their own as a star, but they're playing minor parts in some of those other films. It's pretty wild when you pick those out.
Did he
was in something recently.
Did he do a Christmas Carol at one point in his career?
Yes,
I want to say he did, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
8:32.
A service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
The last remnants of warm air are now ticking through southeast Alabama. As a matter of fact, the front has already made it down to the Dothan area. Breezy, colder today. We've had a few light showers in the area this morning. The winds are really gusty, and that is transported in the it's been colder every hour that we've checked. In fact, started in the mid-60s in the middle of the night, and now we're down to 52. Breezy, colder today. Temperatures will hover about where they are. We're in the low 50s now, but we'll recover a little bit this afternoon to about, let's say, 55, 56. The winds will add a bite to the air. Colder tonight, the winds die down. Overnight low 36 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, cool day, high 57, but we're dry. Down to 40 tomorrow night, in the upper 50s on Sunday with maybe an isolated shower, but a lot of us will stay dry. Monday, high in the low 70s, scattered showers. Mid-70s on Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as an important front approaches the area. And then we're back to the 50s on Wednesday. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, northwest winds at 14, gusting to 24 miles per hour, making that 52-degree temperature seem a lot colder here at 834.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Thanks, wannabe rain gauge boy.
Oh, wannabe.
Yes. Yes, they call him the Baron.
I have great confidence that Baron would laugh at that.
Eyewitness weather.
Before kicking my ear. The T-shirts that Lewis Lawrence, she offered some to us to model, and they're very funny. It's like,
let's get shirts.
I'm sexy and I mow it.
And I mow it.
I came, I mowed, I kicked grass. What's this? Okay. They use bright colors. My buddy John Cato, who has the business we've all used, they have these neon colors, and John's a big fella. And you can see him. You can read his shirt from about a block away.
Is yellow.
But these are also high fashion, like gray with some green and white touch. I mean, yes, Jenny will be happy to wear your T-shirts. So let me know what I need to do. And by the way, Lewis Lawn has everything you need. This is a great time to get your mower service because they're doing their free pickup and delivery special. They do that every year just for a very limited time. So call them at 244-9191. They'll come and pick up your mower. You can get it serviced. And enjoy and by the way, the blade sharp and everything else so that you can get into the mowing season with something reliable and dependable. Because there's nothing worse than trying. Hey, look, Very few people have a vehicle that's easy to load a mower into. That's free pickup and delivery now at Lewis Lawn. Now open till 5, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Call Haley and talk to her about setting up your service special, 244-9191.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery firefighter was injured Thursday afternoon while battling a fire at the Narrow Lane Villas apartments. When crews arrived, four townhomes were on fire. The firefighter has minor burns and was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. Montgomery police are addressing a social media rumor about a white van being used to abduct children in our area. They tell us there are no reports of child abductions. They say the rumor appears to be a viral trend. And the Jeff Davis Marching Band has been invited to perform in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, and they need help raising funds for the trip. Their goal is to raise $15,000. If you would like to donate, click on this story at our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Forget the candy. Forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All right, just a few minutes away from our Morning Maroon nominees, quite the collection, and a funny story about a lady in Canada who wrote her own obituary. She says she finally got the smoking hot body she always wanted because she was cremated, and that's my plan, too.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. If you have a pain in your neck and need to get it worked out,
boy,
the best place I can recommend to you is Dr. Jeff Hesley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, in all seriousness, if you're living with any kind of pain, if you're dependent upon pain medication just to make it through the day, just to get out of bed, you need to check in to seeing a chiropractor and Dr. Jeff Hesley, best one around. You can find them on Highway 14 in Millbrook. They have very flexible scheduling times to work with your busy schedule, your busy life. Very convenient from really anywhere in the River Region. You can learn more about what they do by visiting millbrookchiropractor.com. If you want to discuss your MRI with Dr. Jeff Hesley, you can do that for no cost. Most insurance plans are accepted. You can fill out your new patient paperwork online and so much more by visiting millbrookchiropractor.com. Again, that's Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them today, 285-8483.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
Well, you're welcome, Greg.
Our Morning Maroon nominees are next, and then yet another Emily segment in which we give away some pretty good prizes.
Oh,
congratulations,
yeah.
River Region. We are living longer. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Life and Legacy Series presented by the American Council for Asset Protection and Education Society. These classes are February 12th, February 19th, February 21st, and February 28th. Come learn how to not outlive your retirement. Also, if you're downsizing, whether it's to a nursing home, an assisted living, or just a smaller house, there'll be a speaker there providing tips and tricks on organizing and downsizing. And then I will be teaching you how to protect your life savings and providing strategies that can help you pay for long-term care and save your assets. Again, it's the Life and Legacy Series, February 12th, 19th, 21st, and 28th. Presented by the American Council for Asset Protection. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salad.
salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The microphones are pretty crucial to what we do here.
Let's listen for Joey.
Oh, he's on at 6.
What?
It's time for our morning maroon, so let's get former, thankfully, Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
He really said that.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
He really said that, and he meant it, because you do have a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our morning maroon nominee. We're going to start today with something that's a little unusual because we're launching our Future Maroon Award. We don't give this to kids because kids are allowed to be dumb.
Future Maroon.
But right here in Alabama, we have a 2-year-old who had to be rescued from a restaurant's claw machine.
In Fairhope.
Yes. Kelsey Ingersoll said her son Ezra was playing with his siblings and some friends' kids in the game room at Rotolo's Pizzeria.
Oh, Rotolo's.
In Fairhope, when she lost sight of the boy, I've been checking on the kids every couple of minutes to make sure they were playing nicely. All of a sudden, my daughter ran over to me and said, Ezra's in the claw machine. It just took him seconds. No one at the eatery had the key to open it up, so cops and firefighters were called, and they took the machine apart and pulled him out. He remained calm during the whole incident. Probably had a good time in there. I mean, every kid's loved the claw machine.
Why are you taking me out?
Now let's go to the real idiots, shall we?
Okay.
Friday night, a guy shopping at a store in North Olmsted. Is that your...
Yeah, North Olmsted. Yeah, that's the greater Cleveland area.
He was shopping at a store and left his wallet behind.
Mm-hmm.
A woman found the wallet, did the right thing, turned it over to police.
Okay.
The cops opened it to find the guy's ID so they could reunite him with the wallet. When a packet of cocaine and another packet of crystal meth falls.
Oh. I see.
Well...
Came with the wallet, right?
So they, the police, put out a Facebook post saying, turn yourself in or we will come and find you. In the, and I'll let Fire Marshal Bill describe the next one. In the...
When will they ever learn?
Department, given what you've heard in the news lately, you got to give Gucci a corporate nomination for putting out a turtleneck that looks like blackface.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's a black turtleneck. When you pull it up over your face, there's a hole for your mouth with bright red lips around the hole. I may as well just go now.
No.
Did you see the pictures of it, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It just looks like the horrible, offensive, shameful blackface
That's
looks in the past.
Bad.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah, Gucci, are you living in a separate world? And then he put it out there like, hey, take a look at what we just came up with. That's even dumber. So they're number two, and our final name...
It's only sold in Virginia.
I love that. Great line, Jay. One of your best. From Melville, Saskatchewan, Canada, eh?
Oh, Canada. Oh, what a beauty.
There's a guy there who's very upset because he tried to get his last name on a vanity plate, and the government took one look and said,
"Nope."
What is his name?
No.
What was his name?
See, the end is near. The end is near.
What is his name?
Dave Assman. So he wants a plate on the back of his car that says Ass Man.
Mm-hmm. I see.
A55.
He said he's proud of his name. It's my last name. I've always had it. I'm not ashamed of it. There's nothing bad about it. He's appealing the decision to block the plate, but he's not optimistic. Oh, by the way, even though it's spelled A-S-S-M-A-N, he says it's pronounced Usman, which is how they pronounce ass man in Canada. So it was right not far from Germanity.
Reminds me of that one commercial. Oh, man. I don't know. I think it's a Snickers commercial or something. He goes into the boss's office and the boss has named something and he's like, it's pronounced, and I can't remember the guy's name.
I wish I could help you out, man. I know. I've been here.
Oh, man. Now I got to look it up.
Google it.
Not before I answer these phone calls.
I would say that the, the Gucci turtleneck is
I have to agree. Only because, come on. Is Gucci like...
Like, even if all that stuff wasn't going on, it was still bad taste.
I mean, somebody signed off on that idea? Somebody really signed off on it?
And to that person...
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
They really are an ultramaroon. We have a couple of calls for some reason. Austin?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everyone about the vanity plate episode of Seinfeld where Kramer... accidentally got a proctologist vanity
plate.
I forget that episode. I'm trying to remember.
No, his the plate is. Yeah. Can I say it again? Can we say it? Is Aspen?
Well, it was already said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
I know, but some people.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I forgot.
Is that brainwashing again? Greg was talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
The one I found out, it was an A&W root beer commercial.
Okay.
And he walks in and he's snickering at the guy's name, and the guy says, "It's pronounced Dumas."
Yeah. Well, somebody said that on a game show, Alexander Dumbass.
Hey, you guys have a good Friday.
All right, take care.
And this is Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
Good morning, fellas and gals.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how did Cortez not get on your list?
This is more of an individual act than an ongoing act of stupidity.
I was just wondering. Okay, thanks, fellas.
I did just put another thing from the Wall Street Journal about her on my Facebook page.
If you ignore her, she'll go away.
I agree. It's Ty was yelling at Drudge about that. Why are you even giving her space, man? She's a cartoon character.
Spaceman!
But she's also dangerous. No flights in 10 years. No airplanes. No more planes. Just that. Just trains only.
That's right.
That one with the boxcar that goes to Dachau. That's the one you want to miss.
Take a flight now, folks.
850. Again, we urge you, when you need an extra vehicle for the family, you got a new driver, you want to buy something dependable at good value, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I can vouch for the fact that everything they put on that lot is a car that has earned its way there into a space because they just refuse to sell other people's troubles. In the category of vehicles under $10,000, you have a multiplicity of choices, as low as $5,800 for a 2003 Nissan Altima, which, by the way, one of the safest cars ever made. My nuclear physicist sister buys nothing but Nissan because in her engineering brain, they do a better job than anybody else, and she won't consider another type of car. They also have a Nissan Maxima, under $10,000. So there's some great sedans. There's a big Chevy Trailblazer there for a business that needs something large to move around, but, you know, don't want to buy brand new. Couple of Rogues, excellent SUV. That's the one I own. In fact, we own three Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, so I wouldn't tell you to spend your money where I haven't spent my own, not once, not twice, but three times. You'll find them at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Ask for Tip Tains. Please tell them you heard about them here.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon, and it's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home and how to sell a home? Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Router, laptop, firewall, server. Familiar terms, but do you know how they work? Better yet, what do you do when they don't work? Bachelor Technologies is your go-to for network management. 24/7 monitoring, operation, administration, maintenance, provisioning. We handle it all. Reliable, quality service with a rapid response time from a locally owned and operated company. You can trust that our experienced staff will keep you up and running. Let us worry about the network so you don't have to. Visit us online at wearebt.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Etouffee.
Etouffee.
Not Ed Toufey. A toufey. It's a Monsecure fish with shrimp etouffee, Mardi Gras special at Bomb Hours. Etouffee is a word you should always say with at least one pinky extended.
I might go there for lunch today.
This sounds awesome. Have you tried the Havana? That the Havana Bowl. That is just, if you like red beans and rice, man.
I say that only for the fact of the king cake that they offer.
Oh yeah, because that does. These Mardi Gras items come with a free slice of king cake. And a cup of red diamond coffee.
Did you guys have? Was that a hurricane you had one happy hour when I was
when you walked over to the table?
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
I see.
It was somebody else.
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Anyway, etouffee sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. I, or whoever survives me, will be here to ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228.
You are.
And if you are, you win lunch for two at Bomb Hours Victory Grill, and you can toast me in my memory.
As dramatic
as a 13-year-old girl. Here's another Emily segment.
Like you didn't learn it from you.
93.1.
Yeah, dramatic.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
That wasn't a pinky.
That was not a pinky or a thumbs up. I'm going to draw one of 12 numbers, because that's how many calls we had this week.
No, that's not true.
36 was our number.
36, and we have...
I did not get winner sheets.
Oh. What?
I need two, please.
All right, so first up is The Works from Don Duncan, All America Tire and Auto.
Thank you.
Yeah. Locations downtown, Millbrook, and Bell Road.
Yep, that's true. That's correct.
Yep. All right, so Rich, you want to be my hotkey drum roll because we've lost Greg already.
I came back from the dead just for you.
Number 24. 24.
Scrolling. That is James P.
James.
Way to go, James P.
Or woo! James.
Wow! Woo! Exciting fireworks sound effects! Yay!
I want to mention, by next. The way, that is redeemable for a full service on the vehicle at Don Duncan. Partner up with them. It's crazy to take your car anyplace else. Who else is going to drive you back to your office, pick you up from your house, whatever you need to get your car in and get it serviced by top-notch technicians, customer service that exceeds by leaps and bounds your highest expectations. I want the hearse that carries me to my resting place to be serviced at Don Duncan.
Jeez. My God.
Hey, I need those back, by the way.
Who wants to be on their way to that last spot you'll occupy and then have a flat tire?
Oh,
that big microphone in
you know that would happen to me, right?
That big microphone in the sky.
So Don Duncan with three locations, downtown at 408 Madison and 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and in Millbrook on Highway 14, right by the McDonald's there, and believe me, they will take great care of you. And now, a Clark's Club membership or grand prize worth $159.
Number eight.
Scrolling. Ken B.
A loyal listener. You have won a Clark's Club membership, and that includes two annual tune-ups. I'm trying to multitask here.
Memory's going.
And I wouldn't be doing that if we didn't have to clear out for news and views here. That includes two annual tune-ups to your system, the guarantee of priority service, discounts on parts and labor, and for any plumbing crisis that may occur, they'll be on the way. Urgent care service from the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's